This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. This is a little special announcement episode that will make a lot more sense if you listened to the birth story episode. But I know not everybody's into birth stories, and that really has nothing to do with this podcast. So let me kind of bring everybody up to speed. First of all, in terms of birth story, on May 2nd, we welcomed our son, Roman. He was born just a couple weeks ago now, and I shared the details of how he came into this world on an episode a couple weeks into the month of May, a couple weeks after he was born. Anyway, at the end of that episode, I shared kind of my thoughts on, I don't really subscribe to this notion of like getting your body back after baby, or at least that's not how I think about it. I'm not putting pressure on myself in that way. However, I do want to feel good in my body, and I am heavier than I have been in a very long time. I don't feel as good in my skin as I have. And for those of you who are newer to the show, I have had two pregnancies in the last less than 2 years, two C-sections, all of that kind of stuff. So our daughter was born in early 2020 and died unexpectedly. And then 6 months later, we found out that we were pregnant again and, of course, just had baby Roman. So I am very much looking to feel good. That will likely include some weight loss. I certainly hope. I mean, there's nothing wrong with losing weight, right? I'm not against that. But I also don't have this notion of like, I want to lose 40 pounds in 4 months or anything like that. As those of you who have listened to the show for a while know, we have a dream for a really big family, and I'm not 25. I'm going to be 38 in just a couple months here. So I'm not as concerned with the number on the scale or the size of my genes, but I do just want to like feel really great, you know? And two pregnancies in 2 years also, for me personally, meant eating differently in the early stages of pregnancy, eating differently in the later stages of pregnancy, exercising differently, not only during both pregnancies, but also after both pregnancies. I had two C-sections. So I'm just now, as I'm recording this, about 2.5 weeks postpartum. And you know the drill, or maybe you don't. No exercise other than walking for the first 6 weeks. And then even then, it's a slow recovery because it's major abdominal surgery, and it's my second one in as many years. So I have some goals physically, but they're also emotional goals. And I shared in the birth story episode that I want to be as transparent with my process as you would like me to be. And so one of my first thoughts to myself in this early stage of postpartum was, all right, Elizabeth, what can I do to feel really good about my body? And take really good care of my body. One of my first thoughts was, you know what, you need to go through the 12 weeks to transformation, which might sound weird because it's my program, but I know because it's my program, I know that it works. And I like having, I like things not being super ambiguous. And you hear me say all the time that specificity really, really matters when it comes to achievement or any kind of goal. And so for me, a generalized intention of I want to feel better in my skin, I want to eat better, I want to move more, I want to, you know, do these things is not very helpful. I don't know if you can relate to this, but it is easy to be in the mindset of all the things we know. I want to eat less sugar. I want to indulge less frequently. I want to focus on eating only when I'm hungrier. I want to move more. I want to save more money. It doesn't necessarily translate into consistent action that produces results. And that's actually where the 12 weeks to transformation came from, right? It came from the fact that I saw in my clients what I had seen in myself for a very, very, very long time. And that was knowing what changes I wanted to make. And also, in addition to knowing what I wanted to do and probably how, also being super, super, super motivated, whether that was super motivated to get out of debt, super motivated to improve my fitness, super motivated to lose weight, to start a business. But knowing what I wanted and being motivated to do it did not translate for me at the time, and so, so often for my clients does not translate into action. And because of that, I created the 12 weeks to transformation. The fundamental issue that I saw in myself and I see in so many of my clients is that even when we know what we want and we know how to get there, right? We know that eating ice cream 3 days a week is not aligned with our goal, or we know that making excuses on putting off the workout is not going to get us the change that we want, or we know that continuing to fudge the budget every month is not going to help us achieve our financial goals. But we still make the same excuses, right? Even when we're highly motivated to get out of debt, or we're really super motivated to get fit or lose weight or any number of other things, because we are thinking the same way, we are coming up with and giving into the same excuses, right? Even when I wanted change desperately and knew what that change would take, because I was thinking the same old way, this story of I'll start tomorrow, this one thing won't hurt, I'm too stressed out, it's been a crazy day, I'll start next week, I'm too tired, kept winning, right? It kept winning. It didn't matter what area of my life we're talking about, right? Nutrition, keeping my house clean or my car clean, a new morning routine, a new workout plan, or a new budget. If you continue to think the way you've always thought, and yes, that fussing is baby Ro. I'm holding him right now because if I set him down, he's going to scream. So I'm like, well, kid, we got to record this podcast. So hopefully he'll stay chill. But if you still think the same way, you're going to come up with and say yes to those same excuses and exceptions and doubts and delays. So I developed the 12 weeks to transformation as a way of saying, how do we get to a different answer more consistently? Instead of the, oh, this one thing won't hurt, I don't want to miss out, I'll start on Monday. How do we truly, genuinely, and consistently get to a new way of thinking about things so that we're saying, you know what, I am going to do it today. And you know what? It doesn't matter if I'm stressed or I'm tired or it's been a long day or it's Friday or everybody's doing it. I'm going to show up differently. How do we get from the desire and the know-how to the execution without going the way of the excuses? And I knew that that fundamentally meant we had to start thinking about things differently. And that's where the 12 weeks to transformation came from. So of course, when I'm at this place where it's like, I not only want to feel better in my physical body, and I not only want to lose weight and get into back into a routine of regular physical activity and all of those things, while, like everybody else, going into the summer season, which is a lot more casual and flexible, like everybody else, I have a lot on my plate. I'm running a business. I have a newborn. We have big priorities for our home and our family and a million things going on this spring and summer. I knew the answer was the process and the structure of the 12 weeks. Because again, that generalized intention of I need to do better. I need to buckle down. I need to get more serious. I need to eat better. I need to spend less. I need to be more organized. Whatever it is, that generalized intention very rarely translates consistently into action. We need a process, but we also need a community. So I was like, what a great time to see if anybody else wants to do the 12 weeks to transformation with me. So it's funny, I was listening to a podcast this morning, what was I doing? Oh, the cleaning ladies were here. So I was upstairs with the baby and I had them just cleaning downstairs. And I was nursing him, listening to a CrossFit podcast that Matt Frazier was on. And he said, they were talking in general about peer pressure. And Matt Frazier, who's one of the best CrossFit athletes in the world, if not the best, he said, peer pressure is a beautiful thing if you're surrounded by good people. I want to say that again, because when he said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. And I'll tell you how that applies to me wanting to do this and wanting to invite you guys to do it with me. Peer pressure is a beautiful thing if you're surrounded by good people. When I have been in business masterminds, it has been so good for my business, even though sometimes there's been like that comparison game. Sometimes there's been that feeling of not measuring up, or people are ahead of me, or people have more skills than I do, or bigger audiences than I do, or whatever. But peer pressure is a beautiful thing if you're surrounded by good people, because you can kind of draft off their energy. I don't know if you've ever, you know, watched a bike race or a swim race, but there's this concept of drafting where if you get close enough to the person in front of you, you can pick up on their energy. And that is a very real thing in life. And not all of us have those good people really close to us. And I shouldn't even necessarily say it that way, because they might be great people. My husband's a perfect example of this. He is a good man. He is a supportive man. He is a funny man. He is a smart man. But if I say, babe, I really want ice cream, he's not going to challenge me. He's not. And I've had partners who would challenge me, and I'm not saying that a partner should or shouldn't, right? But at this season of my life and everything that we've been through, and 2 pregnancies in 2 years and the loss of our daughter and all of this stuff, if I say, hey, I want ice cream, he's just going to say, all right. he might not even wait for me to say, hey, I want ice cream. He might just bring home my favorite ice cream. That's part of his way of showing love, even though it's not aligned with my goals. And yes, you know, we have conversations about what support looks like and those sorts of things. And that's neither here nor there. But I bring that up because I want a community like I've had for business while being a part of a business mastermind to draft off their energy. If you've ever been part of a 12 weeks to transformation before, you know that, for example, when we've had Facebook groups, seeing people sharing their wins and sharing how they push through a hard moment, it's contagious. It is absolutely contagious. And you could be in a funk and you can be in a hard moment. And when you're in a group like that, you can draft off that energy. It's really, really helpful. Peer pressure is a beautiful thing if you're surrounded by good people. If you're surrounded by people, and they might be great people, who are like, oh, it's summertime, let's drink the things, let's skip the workouts, let's spend the extra money, YOLO, you know, you only live once. That's fine, but it might not help you reach your goals. And most of us have people like that in our personal lives, and I am not here to say, like, throw them out. I'm not throwing my husband out because he brings home ice cream, right? Not today, anyway. These postpartum hormones, I don't know, I might feel differently tomorrow. But we can add in groups that do provide that kind of positive peer pressure, where people are saying, hey, these are the wins I'm creating this weekend. And these are the wins that I'm creating, even though I'm stressed, even though I'm going on vacation, even though I'm overwhelmed, even though my friends are doing something different, even though my family is doing something different. I want that community for me. And so I wanted to invite you guys if you want that community for you. The other thing I was thinking about, and it actually came from, I saw a post on Instagram. Oh my gosh, it's totally slipping my mind right now, but this is postpartum brain, and I apologize because somebody's going to be like, it was so-and-so and I can't even remember. But basically it was a business coach, and she was saying something like, with your business, why the hell would you ever try to DIY it? Like, do it yourself, figure everything out yourself, as opposed to hiring a coach. And her point was, that's totally insane when you hire somebody to change the oil in your car, or you hire somebody to do your eyelashes or your fingernails. And undoubtedly, your business is way more valuable and way more important. Why the heck are you trying to DIY it? And when she said that, I was thinking for myself of this time. Yeah, when it comes to my physical health and taking care of myself in this time, which is like it's a weird time because I'm dialed back from work. It's summertime. I have a newborn. We, you know, want to grow our family in the near future. Of course, nobody send crazy emails about the risks of getting pregnant right away. I know, not that fast. But still, it would be easy to be like, eh, I can give myself a little bit more wiggle room, even though it wouldn't make me feel my best. I don't want to DIY the thing that is the most valuable in my life, and that is my health. And I say that even as I hold my newborn son. It's not that his health is more important to me than mine. It's not. Mine is, because if I am not healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, that impacts what and how I do for him and my husband and my business and my family and everything else. So if I'm saying that my physical and mental health is the most important thing in my life, because hey, if we're healthier, we're happier. If we're healthier, we make more money. We are more energetic. If we're more energetic, we're more productive. We can get more things done in our lives. We don't get stuck behind excuses. If that is the most important thing in my life or in your life, why would we ever try to DIY it? And I was like, what are the things I pay other people to do? And everybody's answers are going to be different here, but I think you should think about this. I pay somebody else to clean my house. Now, obviously, I still clean my own house on a regular basis, but I have somebody who comes in to clean my house. I have somebody who does my taxes. I have somebody who does my hair. I have somebody who does my eyelashes, although, please help. I really need them done, and I'm not going to go get them done anytime soon with this babe. Anyway, there's all these things that I pay somebody who has expertise, somebody who has skills and experiences that I don't have in these areas of my life that are certainly not the most important thing in my life. Why the heck would I ever DIY my health? Try to figure it out myself, whether it's weight loss, whether, and might not be health for you, right? The 12 Weeks to Transformation is not a health program. It is a upgrade your thinking program so you can create change program that applies whether your goal is to get out of debt, whether your goal is to start a business, to lose weight, to get more fit, to stick to a morning routine, or keep your house more organized, because we have to think differently. Otherwise, we'll keep running into the same excuses and accepting them from ourselves because we're thinking about our decisions the same way. Why would we ever try to do it yourself with our goals? Why? It makes no sense. It is a bad decision. And look, I understand the notion of like, well, I can't afford whatever it is, the 12 Weeks to Transformation or any other kind of investment. And I would argue respectfully that we can't afford not to, that it actually costs us more to not make the investment because of what we miss out on in terms of energy, in terms of, hey, maybe years in your life. I know for me, like when I've made big investments in my business, they were often investments that I felt like I couldn't afford, but experience has shown me that they are not expenses. They are, in fact, investments, which means they provide a return greater than the investment. So yes, at first, you do have to outlay some cash, but the return is greater than that outlay of money. And that is the way I see this too. This is not something that costs money. This is something that makes money. This is not something that you spend time on. This is something that helps you make more time and make more of your time. So all of that to say that I decided and I shared on the birth story episode that I was going to go through the 12 weeks. And then I said on that episode, hey, reach out to me. Let me know if you would be interested in going through it with me. Because maybe 6, 7, 8 months ago, I don't even know what month we're in now. Some time ago, we made the 12 Weeks to Transformation a self-study, which is a huge win for you guys because it meant that instead of doing 4 launches a year, you can join and start anytime. You don't have to be waiting. You know, people were waiting for months for us to launch. That is no longer the case. You can join and you can start at any time now. So that's a huge advantage. You can go through it at your own pace now, which you couldn't before, which is a huge advantage. And in making it a self-study, we dropped the price by 58% or something like that, like a crazy amount. So it's more affordable than ever. And all of that remains the same. So what it means that you would be kind of going through it with me is that I'm a participant. So it is the same 12 weeks to transformation self-study as we've had available for the last 6, 7, 8 months. The 12 weeks transformation, of course, has been available for the last 4 or 5 years, I think about 5 years, but only has been a self-study for the last 6 to 8 months. And so in doing it together and really wanting to benefit from the community, I am going to open up a Facebook group for it that I will be a part of as a participant, sharing my experience. What does it look like for me today? Because that camaraderie piece, right? So when you consider the 12 weeks of transformation, the first thing you should do is you should go to primalpotential.com/register to read all the details. Okay, I want you to know what it is, how it works, what it includes. primalpotential.com/register. What it's for, is it for you, is it not for you? Please, please, please go to primalpotential.com/register to get all of that information. How much it costs, yada, 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 all of that is there. There are 3 tiers and they're sequential. I'm going to be going through the rookies group. So this is not like for people who have been through 3 or 4 rounds of this and you're wanting me to go through vets 2 with you. I'm going through rookies this summer and I'm going to be starting June 1st. But look, because it's a self-study, you can start tomorrow. You can start June 15th. You can start July 1st and still be part of that Facebook group with me, seeing my experience, all of that kind of stuff. Okay. Also, and I'll talk about this in a few minutes, but just in case there's people wondering right now, if you've purchased lifetime access, we will email you and you will be able to participate in this. Also, if you've purchased rookies in the last 60 days, we will email you. You will be able to participate in this. And what I mean by this is the added benefit of the closed private Facebook group where I'm going to be a participant with you guys, going through the weeks, going through the challenges, using the journal, all of that kind of stuff. So the first thing is to go to primalpotential.com/register so that you can learn about what the 12 weeks to transformation is, how it works, all of that stuff, okay? Every single week, it's 12 weeks, every single week there is one challenge. The reason I love this is because I see a ton of people go wrong, and I myself have gone wrong trying to focus on like 16 changes at once and feeling like there's this big rule book, and then every single day I've somehow missed one of the rules and I feel like a failure before I've even really gotten started. We focus on just one thing every week, and the benefit of that thing changing every single week is that we kind of have a reset. You're going to probably have a train wreck of a week, or maybe 2 train wrecks of a week. That's fine, because we need to learn the critical skill of resetting, coming back to zero, letting go of the past and the drama around it. And we really, really do that with having a reset, a new challenge that starts at the beginning of every week. You don't have to start on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't care if you start on a Wednesday and I start on a Tuesday. It doesn't matter at all. We're all going at our own pace. We're just doing it collectively because, again, as I shared what I loved from Matt Frazier, peer pressure is a beautiful thing if you're surrounded by good people. And sometimes we just need that influence and that community around us. So the challenges are very much centered around this notion of becoming a better thinker, which also means becoming a better decision maker, which also means not making decisions the same way that you have before, right? That's where we get into trouble when we think, oh, well, it's been a crazy day. Oh, well, I already kind of blew it, so I'll just start again tomorrow. You can know all of the things and you can want and have great motivation for all of the change, but for as long as you continue to think that way, you're going to continue to let yourself off the hook. So we need to become a better thinker, and that's what each one of the challenges focuses on, just in a different way. So we're practicing this work and applying it in every area of our life. That's the beautiful thing about this being a program around the way that you think. The beautiful thing is that I don't care if you come in because you want to lose 15 pounds, or you come in because you want to start a business, or you come in because you want to get out of debt. You're practicing these new ways of thinking in every aspect of your life. You're practicing them in the way that you parent. You're practicing them in the way that you make food choices. You're practicing them in the way you think about a traffic jam. And the benefit of that is that we get better faster because we have more opportunities to practice. It's not like we're just thinking about evening eating, right? We're practicing this in everything. So we're getting more reps in. We're going to get better faster. And also, the benefits cross over every area. That's why so often I hear my clients say, and you can see testimonials on that page I told you to go to, primalpotential.com/register. People saying, look, yeah, I did come here because I wanted to lose weight, but the beautiful thing is my marriage has gotten better. I'm a better parent. My home is happier. I'm doing better at work. My house is more organized because, again, the goal for every weekly challenge is to practice it in all the things that we do, right? And there might be 100 opportunities to practice in a day. You're not going to practice 100 times. You'll be lucky if you get in 30 or 40, and that's a huge win. Huge win. But they're going to be across all these different areas, which is cool because we're never going to change the way we think in just one arena. It crosses over, and we've got to factor that in. So there's the weekly challenges. You also get every single day, there is a message, an audio message that corresponds with the week and the day. So if it's like your week two, day two, there is a short audio message that corresponds with week two, day two that is meant to reinforce that challenge. Because one of the things I've seen is we can be really clear on Sunday of what our objective is for the week. And come Wednesday morning, we're like, I don't even remember. I have no idea. And so we want to reinforce it every single day and teach you, there's baby Ro saying hi, and teach you how to come back even when it was a crazy day at work, even when you had the kids at a water park all day, even when you ended up having to go help your in-laws with something or you have a stomach flu or whatever it is. So those are also part of it. And then we have a hub that I call Solution Central because as much as nobody likes to hear this, it's just true. There are no new challenges. In doing this for 5+ years, I've dealt with I'm frustrated, I'm off track, I don't know how to get back on track. I feel like I was making some progress and then I let myself go and I don't know how to re-engage or I haven't even started yet. All of those common and frequent struggles that happen every single session, we have created a resource for every single one of them. So if you are feeling unmotivated, if you are feeling like a failure, if you are feeling overwhelmed, we have a resource for every single one of those things. Not to mention the fact that because I'm going to be going through this for myself, I'm opening up this private Facebook, which we don't typically do anymore. And I'm going to be in there as part of it with you guys, happy to share my two cents, happy to answer any questions. I'm going to be going through it and I really want to share that experience. I see a lot of people who share their wins kind of after the fact, and it's becoming more common now, but not as much as I would like for it to be. People kind of in the trenches sharing how they're working through and like, look, this is not the hardest season of my life. Certainly, last year after the death of our daughter was very much the hardest season, but this has still got its challenges. I am still very much grieving the loss of Dagny, and it's even more complicated now that I have Roman, and it's brought kind of a new tier of grief, a new level, a new dimension of it that has been very challenging to deal with. Plus postpartum hormones, sleep deprivation, all of those kinds of things, balancing work with, being a new mom, being home. You guys know, if you've been listening for a while, like when Dagny was born, our plan was to have Chris be at home. And that was going to allow me to work and mom kind of back and forth. Well, after Dagny died, we decided that Chris would go back to work. So now I'm home with baby all day and, still have my work responsibilities. And I want to share what that's like to kind of work through getting to a place where I feel better about myself. I've been very honest about the fact that I'm heavier than I've been in a long time, just as a result of 2 pregnancies in 2 years and just a very, very challenging season of my life. And I want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to feel good more than I want to look good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to look great in a pair of jeans and like a white t-shirt. I really, really do. But more than that, I want to feel good. I guess what I want to leave you guys with is this generalized invitation to join me through this process. Again, I'm going to be starting on June 1st, but you can start today. You can start June 15th. You can start July 1st. I'll open up the Facebook group on June 1st. So even if you sign up today, you'll see this in the email, but you're not going to get the Facebook group link until June 1st. I want to give myself another couple of days with this fussy monkey that I'm currently holding. So I want to get through this episode, but I want you to consider the importance of not trying to DIY this, if this is important to you. And so many of us are spending so much time and effort and energy thinking about our goals and then trying to go about it ourselves. And that's a tricky thing. And I don't think it's a wise thing. And maybe, hey, maybe the 12 weeks of transformation isn't for you, and that's totally fine. But it has been wildly successful for me. And you can read a lot of the testimonials over on primalpotential.com/register. It is cheaper than it has been. I mean, this is the price it's been for the last 6 to 8 months. But guys, before that, it was 3 times more. Seriously, 3 times more before we made it a self-study. And I'm going to be going through this real time and sharing in that private Facebook community kind of what I'm doing. So go to primalpotential.com/register to learn more. You'll get a really strong sense of if it's for you or not when you read through all of that. I know the summer can be one of those times where people think, oh, I'm going to wait until the school year. I think that's a big mistake. If something's worth doing, it's worth starting right now. And it doesn't mean that we don't enjoy ourselves. It means that we learn ways to enjoy ourselves that also help us make progress towards our goals and keep us feeling really good, or get us feeling really good if we're not feeling really good right now. So I'm excited to share more. I'm going to use this private Facebook group for those that are going through it with me to share a lot more about my postpartum journey and what I'm doing, the choices I'm making day to day, what it looks like to take really great care of myself and get to a point where I feel really good. I'm going to be sharing it in that Facebook group. So to join me, you just go to primalpotential.com/register, select the rookies option. All right, it'll be really clear. primalpotential.com/register, select the rookies option, and you'll get an email with some more info. You'll get immediate access to your 12 weeks to transformation, but the sort of going through it with me, my clock for day one, week one, starts on June 1st, but don't wait to register, because my thought is, I'm going to see how it goes. My thought is that if this is really popular, I will limit the number only because I don't want more people in that Facebook group that I can reasonably respond to. So don't wait until like, oh, well, she's starting on June 1st, so I'm going to sign up on May 30th. Don't do that. If you want to do it, grab your spot, because I'm going to be keeping an eye on the numbers. I don't want to have a Facebook group where like I can't really build relationships with everybody in there, because that would just make me feel like crap. So if you've purchased the Rookies 12 Weeks to Transformation in the last 60 days, this applies to you as well. You'll get an email from us sometime before June 1st. Same thing if you purchase Lifetime Access. You will get an email in the next, you know, couple weeks before June 1st with the info to join us in that Facebook group, so you can be a part of this too. primalpotential.com/register if you just like want to get it together, you know. And again, it doesn't matter what your goal is. I'm sure that however many people we have in this group, the goals will be very, very diverse. And I love that. I really love that. It's one of my favorite things. But if you feel like you need some support, if you feel like you need some structure, if you feel like you need that just positive reinforcement, positive peer pressure, I would love to invite you to do this with me. Maybe some of you are on similar postpartum journeys, even if, you know, your last baby was born 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe for you, it's business building. That's one of my favorite things to talk about, right? So the 12 weeks of transformation can be a really powerful tool for something like that. And I'd love to have people with business related or financial related goals, because I love geeking out on that sort of stuff. And all of the tools and strategies in the weekly challenges apply to those kinds of goals as well. So I know that whether it's a big group or a small group, it's going to be an amazing group. Just go to primalpotential.com/register. You will, when you purchase, get immediate access to your 12 weeks to transformation. And then that Facebook group will open up on June 1st. Okay. On June 1st, primalpotential.com/register. Remember, trying to DIY something that's so important to you is probably a really foolish move. Just calling it how I see it. And I've made that mistake myself. And I've also seen what happens when you do invest in having some support. primalpotential.com/register. I hope I get the opportunity to work with you. Oh, one other thing so that I don't get a million questions on email. You don't have to be on Facebook to be a part of this. You would just be going through the 12 weeks as a self-study. So if you're like, oh, I'm not on Facebook, does this not apply to me? It totally does. just the Facebook group part of it wouldn't apply to you. But all of the challenges, the daily coaching audios that reinforce them, the Solution Central, all of that stuff is available too. So hopefully you didn't sign off before you heard that piece. Because if you email with that question, I'm just going to direct you right back here to this episode. Hey, we made it through a 35-minute episode with nothing more than a few squeaks from Baby Ro, who officially made his very mellow podcast debut. So I'm pumped to build some relationships with you guys, connect, just make some epic progress over the summer in a community of really positive people. If that is something that appeals to you, primalpotential.com/register. Don't wait to sign up. My 12-week starts on June 1st, but don't wait to sign up. The only thing that would keep you from getting started is the Facebook group doesn't open up until June 1st, but you will get immediate access to your 12 weeks. You don't have to wait until June 1st. You also don't have to start on June 1st. If the 15th or July 1st or August 1st works better for you, that's cool too. You can still join and be part of the Facebook group so long as you sign up before June 1st. All right. Everybody have a great day. Hope I get the opportunity to spend time with you in that way this summer. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.